Welcome to the Superhero Lifestyle Podcast, where I, Stephen Summers, sit down with my business partner, Robert Rickey, and we talk about how to become successful online. We also talk about how to sell your own branded products globally and so much more. These are the exact conversations that we have all the time about how to become more successful in business and in life. So, hope you enjoy and make sure to check us out on MarketplaceSuperheroes.com if you're not already a member. Let's go. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday. Ron, when you're Wednesday, Robert?
We are indeed, dude. We are indeed. I've got my collars up a bit like one of your old heroes, the king himself, King Eric, Eric Cantona from Manchester United. And I'm really looking forward to being here as always on when you're Wednesday, Steve. It's the favorite hump day of the week, you know?
It is indeed. Yeah, I always love doing this. It kind of is a nice thing to look forward to in the middle of the week. And we have something today that we haven't had for a little while, Robert. We have a presentation, a big presentation.
Hurrah!
Can you believe it?
We've got we've got slides, we've got candy apples, we've got
all of it.
Balloons, we've got everything, Steve.
Exactly. Well, I teased out a few days ago, it was very funny actually, because one person, I think it was Morali, said, I thought this was a scammer posting in the Marketplace Superheroes group, because I said, who here would like to learn how to make $720 per hour with your Amazon business? And it did look a little bit like one of those scammy posts, I will admit. But I was excited about it. I thought, I'll put that out there. But that is what we're going to talk about today. We are going to break down how to make that per hour. And also, we'll say, we've got lots of different people here. We've got people who are in Origin, who are in Unite, who are in Ignite. And this is for everybody today. But I will say at the end of today's talk, we are going to talk about Origin, but that will not be for quite a while. We have a lot to get through before we do that. So I would just say to each and every one of you, watch what we have today. We've got some really cool stuff here, some inspirational stuff, some real, you know, just good information and great ideas that I know you guys are going to get excited about. So Robert, your jacket, a couple of people commenting, it's a cool coat. What's the story?
It's a pretty cool coat. It's a warm coat. It's sort of like a, you know, Wednesday being a day that I always laugh. It was even like last week, you know, I was off last week while working, you know, a 40-hour week. And it's the same on like a Wednesday where it's kind of like an off day. And I had a couple of little things to do today, but I got, you know, waylaid with traffic and different things like that, which was pretty annoying. But I still showed up. I always show up, even though, you know, sometimes the old internet, whenever you're out and about, can you know, put a bit of a spanner in the works. But yeah, I'm down in Fermanagh. It is a little bit chilly, as Miriam said. So I do need the jacket on. I got to be, I like having the, oh, it's the wrong side. I do like having the old brand there. But I am wearing shorts too. So I'm a bit of a contradiction in terms.
Yes, and I'm sporting a different color shirt today, as you can see. There we go. So we're branching out with our merch, and we're actually just waiting on some samples from our new merch store now. So closer and closer, it's been ready to go. We've got some really cool designs coming through, which I will be sporting, as I'm sure you will as well, Robert, soon.
And absolutely. Hashtag merch for heroes. Merch for heroes. That's what it's all about.
Liana is saying hey, and Liana is, of course, one of our head designers and all-around legends when it comes to design. By the way, some of the stuff we've seen, the hero deals, oh my God, unbelievable. Stuff. Like, unbelievable stuff that I maybe we'll show later on, who knows. But great stuff.
Light modes and dark modes, and it was actually quite interesting as well, because I was talking with the guys the other day, and we were talking about having like an automated style of thing, so that, you know, if your product looks better in dark mode, that it'll automatically flick over. If it looks better in light mode, it'll automatically flick over. Always thinking about the customer, Steve, and always thinking about that unit session percentage, that conversion rate. It's the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's not the key is lifestyle photography, right? Not rhymes. So get over it.
I like it. That's like a rhyme. I like it. Very good. So we're going to get right into this today, everybody, and we're going to talk about how to make $720 per hour selling freedom, getting everyday products on Amazon. And we had a really interesting call in the Origin group, which again, many of you who join Origin, which we will talk about later, we were in there and we had Nadim on, I'm sure Nadeem. Unbelievable. He has one product and it is trending to do $500,000 in revenue globally. Incredible stuff. And so, you know, even some of the figures we have today are probably even a little bit low when you consider getting to stuff like that. But not every product is at that level. But anyway, that's the first bit of inspiration, but lots more to come. So first things first, really, Robert, we are here today to destroy everybody's excuses. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So maybe we should do like a, you know, like a head guard that the boxers were or MMA fighters were, because we're coming out slapping here. We're coming out punching, but it's for everybody's good, the good of everybody and the success of everybody. That's what we're always about. We never say anything to piss people off on purpose or anything like that, or just to be at total assholes. I know I'm an asshole, but I'm not a total asshole. And it's all about, you know, the whole thing about being geared up for everybody's success. That's the only thing that we're interested in, Steve. I want to see more people shipping, more SRNs, more of all this different stuff. And I'm sure people saw my little sort of snippet post of like a swimming regatta style thing. We're going to get to that today as well. It's that fact that we're going to show you is just simply amazing, dude.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the most common excuses that weirdly we see inside the community, and let's just start smashing them. So the first thing we see a lot of people using as a reason why they can't be successful are trade tariffs. Now, trade tariffs are what they say on the tin. There are additional tariffs put onto your products when you're bringing them into a certain country. Countries put them on at different times. And people have been saying, oh, I can't be successful because these tariffs come on. Reality is none of us can control a trade tariff. And at the end of the day, if that's something that's really putting you out and is killing your product, I don't really know what to tell you. That's just something that everybody has to deal with. So that's not an excuse we're going to put up with today. We hear people talking about political unrest, right? Different presidents coming and going in different countries, different things happening. Oh, well, when X is in power, then I can get going. I can do stuff. Well, the reason I can't be successful is because this political party over here are doing whatever, and that's making me not be able to be successful. We have people talking about Brexit, of course. Brexit became the reason nobody could sell in the rest of Europe. And as we now know, Robert, there's a simple solution to that.
There is a very simple solution to it, and we've covered it many, many times, and it is the other land of the free, that is Germany, right? That rhymes as well. Getting across, going speaking to my old mate Angela Merkel, getting a German VAT number and an EORI number for Germany, that sets up your new EFN central hub. And the beauty of that now as well is that, you know, I can remember the days when, Steve, it was just Germany and France. That's how old we are, man. That's how dinosaur-y we are in the Amazon world. Then came on board the Italian market, and it was like, wow, another 70 million people. Then the Spanish market came on board, which was fantastic. And it's just gone on. We've been talking about it. We've been looking into the crystal ball. We said that Poland would come online. It has come online, but in the meantime of that, we had Holland, which came on, and Sweden that came on as well. So now, you know, having Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Poland, Holland, and Sweden as your EFN, it couldn't be any better time. And people always ask as well, but when should I get my German VAT number? The answer to that is today. Apply for it today, because if you apply for it tomorrow, then you're losing a day's worth of sales in the future. And nobody wants to do that. But Brexit is hopefully a word that is resigned to the history books. But sure, next year, I'm sure somebody will blame it on Scottish independence. I'm sure that will happen.
Yeah, and God forbid we're moving to Irish unity as well. So they'll say it's that.
I'm sure somebody will have a problem with that and say it'll stop their Amazon business. But I've got news for you. It won't. It won't.
Exactly. Let's keep moving. So climate change and all these things are happening. I can't be successful. Amazon, is it going to die one day? Oh my God, it's too successful. And because it's too successful, I shouldn't sell there in case anything ever happens, which is madness. We'll talk a lot about
Jeff. Jeff is standing down as the MD. He's more interested in Mars. This is all going to go to hell. Don't talk a lot of nonsense, you know?
Yeah, people are afraid e-commerce is going to die, which is hilarious when you consider what's happened. We're going to back this up with some numbers today as well. So don't worry. We're coming with numbers. We're coming with proof. We're coming with more proof than you can imagine today, because we want to smash excuses. And we want those of you who are serious to move forward and kick some serious ass this year in 2021. And by the way, I haven't asked for it yet. Give me a 2 if you're serious this year and you're going to do stuff. You're going to be successful. You're not going to let all this crap get in your way. 2 then in the comments. Let us know. You're also listening. Chinese New Year. Robert, it's over. Chinese New Year. We're no longer in it anymore. It's no longer an excuse until next January. Isn't that great?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. But I always looked at this. It was just a little blip in the calendar. It was one of those things. But actually, it was always a great time to get stuck back into research, because you weren't having to deal with your suppliers. You weren't having to look at your numbers. You weren't having to place down orders. And then I remember speaking to Ali, and Ali actually said to me one day, he says, "Man, my year starts in March 1st. And I went, I love that concept, right? Because it's like, you know, most people deal January 1st is the new year and they spring clean and they hit the gym and they hit all those different things and whatever else. And then it falls away by February. But Ali actually said, no, March 1st is my, that's my start of Ali's new year. And I like that sort of concept.
Yeah, I love it. And even with us, you know, we're starting new businesses and things like that. And, you know, there's an element of starting ugly is sometimes a good thing as well. In other words, like not waiting for all the stars to align, because that's just, you're never going to do anything if you do that. And so having these excuses is just the stupidest thing in the world. And we want rid of it. My supplier says one of Robert's favorite excuses, can't do inner boxes because my supplier says they won't do it. Can't do this, can't do that, can't do the other because my supplier says. Robert, do you want to get this off your... He says this is something you want to get off your chest now. You need to.
Do you know, I think I might take too long. So let me just say, never utter those words. That is just one of the biggest excuses. As you say, Steve, it goes along with inner cartons. It goes down to payments. It goes down to this. It goes down to that. My supplier says is like the dog ate my homework. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Exactly. Currency.
And I am saving that one for the overcomplication show, Athia. Don't you worry about that.
Currency changes. This is the funniest one. There's people used to say to us, you know, I don't want to buy your program in Canadian dollars because it's actually more than US dollars. Now, if anyone can work that out, please let me know how you've worked that out in your brain, because last time I checked, one US dollar did not equal one Canadian dollar. And so one Great British pound does not equal $1 either, Robert. Exactly, right? They're not the same unit of currency. So that cannot be an excuse. But I've seen it. Robert, you've seen it. We've seen it many times.
Yeah. You know, if you want, if you do want to go to, you know, the lowest, if you've got that weirdness in your head of like, oh, I'm Canadian, therefore I'm paying more. No, you're not. You're just paying in Canadian dollars. It's called an exchange rate. And if you want to have a global business, you're going to have to understand exchange rates. If you don't, buy in pound sterling then. It's lower, right? Or even better, go and buy in Kuwaiti dinar, right?
Exactly.
That's the lowest form of currency in the world, but it'll still cost you the same. You idiot. Please stop that.
But be careful, because if you buy it, as a lot of our team, in South African rand, it's going to be millions. It's going to cost you millions to join our program. So don't do that either. Anyway, Amazon is saturated. Oh, my God. We're going to prove that that's a lot of crap today. I'm going to tell you why. Break it down with numbers. If any of you think Amazon is saturated, listen in, because this is for you today. And, of course, last but not least, we have the virus. Now, I'm not going to make light of what's going on with the virus. It's a serious situation, as we all know. However, a lot of people have said, put everything on hold, do nothing, make no changes in my life whatsoever because of this virus thing. But what I'm going to show you today, we're going to talk about today is, you know, putting your life on hold because the virus is here is insane, because the virus is actually creating a knock-on effect of massive growth in a number of different key spaces. And of course, one of those spaces is in the online space. So we're going to talk about that more today. Get that excuse out of your head. But we'll hit on that as much as we can. So many people are focused on a potential recession and they've decided to stop, wait, and see. And if you're stopping and you're waiting and you're seeing, I'm telling you, you're never going to go too far. And one of the things we are going to talk about today is our coaching program. And so I would encourage you, if you've been, we just released a video a few days ago on YouTube with Arun and Maya. It's a brilliant video that Rupert, interviewed the two guys. And they're doing $1,000 a day now. And they're in the Origin program. They're kicking ass. And it's like, you know, if you're stopping and waiting and seeing Robert, you could actually be down tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands by just watching rather than doing, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, for me, you're down time, right? And time, we always look at it. And we're prepared to sort of look at time and go along whenever with other people who talk about, you know, time is a finite resource for us and everything else. So then if you're going to talk that talk, I think it's about time that we actually walked that walk and we didn't wait. We didn't stop to see what happens. We get involved in something which is, in a way, exploding in a good way because – you know, you look at all these different areas, especially online, which they're trending the world over. So grab a hold of the coattails with one hand, two hands, put your arm around the waist and let's go forward. I think I'd also like to ask everybody on when your Wednesday today, are you Origin or are you not yet Origin? Give me an Origin if you are so that we know who you are. Or not yet Origin if you're not inside the Origin program stage.
Or even just not Origin, that'd be fine.
That's cool.
Robert, you're getting very, very posh, but you're not yet Origin.
Yes. Well, you know, I've been known to be on things with you saying a glass of beer, which had a good laugh at one time. Yeah. You said you were disowning me at that stage whenever I said a glass.
That glass of beer is not half full. Half empty. Okay, so but here's the thing. Recessions do not stop people from succeeding. Here's just a whole bunch of examples of companies who got started in a recession. Now, I can tell you very quickly, we can see Netflix here. We can see Stripe. We can see Indiegogo. Let me know in the comments, who is a company you saw quickly here who you deal with, who you've heard of before, and they started in recession? Type in the comments. Let us know. It's Uber, Dropbox, Twilio, there you might know Twilio are, Groupon, right? These are all humongous million and sometimes billion-dollar businesses. And by the way, the amount of people in Origin is incredible in the comments, which is awesome. So great to see you guys here. But it just shows you, look how many of these businesses started in a recession. So get that shit out of your head. That is not an excuse we're going to be listening to. It's just not a good excuse. Let's move on. So a recession affects the average person who relies solely on a job as their only form of income. But here's the question we got. Is that your goal? Are you looking to be in a stage where you're always relying on your job, right? You're not building your own independent sources of income. You see yourself as average, not above average. And it's okay. I don't believe I'm average. Robert, I'm guessing you don't believe you're average, right?
I'm not average, dude. I'm not average. No. And it's a confidence thing. It's not a cockiness, right? It's just, it's based on facts as well. You know, I'm pretty decent at what I do.
Yes. And we deserve where we are because we put in the effort, we put in the time, and it's available to each and every one of you that are watching today. So I would imagine your goal is not to be in that situation, right? So some of you, and you can answer this in your own head, you don't have to answer this publicly, have you let the current situation slow down or dampen your ambition? Now, I'm going to tell you something. On Sunday, just gone, there was nothing to do here in Wexford. It was raining heavily. It was not a good day. It was depressing. And in a way, I probably felt a somewhat level of depression for a day. It passed quickly and it was nice. Point is, though, some people are feeling like that every single day because they don't understand what's possible, what's available. So sure enough, that day was not great because there's lots of things closed. You want to know something? The sun is out today. Things are great. But the biggest thing that's happening for myself is our businesses are growing faster than ever before in the middle of this pandemic, right? So if I didn't have Robert, the team, and all these different things going on, it would be very easy for me to just be, you know, oh, it's not possible. Everyone around me is not doing well. And it's very easy to give into that. But we're here today as your coaches, mentors, whatever you want to call us. I'm here to tell you that more is possible, more is available, but you've got to choose that you want more. Do you agree, Robert?
Yeah, and I think people, if they don't know us that well and they want to hear a bit of a fact from the business archives of our businesses, we've actually launched more businesses in the last 12 months than we did in the previous 10 years. But let that sink in. And these are some of them are connected businesses. Some of them are completely different businesses. Some of them I would regard as like an investment style of thing, which we've been very heavy at, very aggressive with. And it's not because of the current situation. It's because of our current situation. And nothing out there would certainly slow me down. Certainly nothing would dampen my ambition. And I love getting involved in business. And I want everybody else to love that. Make it almost like a hobby, as we were talking about, Steve, at the top of the call. We had a week off. What were we doing? We were working, in inverted commas.
Yeah, and I'm loving loads of people saying, no, it actually has pushed me on to want to do more. That's absolutely fantastic. And we'll see as we go forward today just how much further you want to push yourself. So are you prepared to succeed in the new world? And this is a world, everybody, where remote business is about to become the way businesses are run, right? We had shops and stores and everything else for so long now, and the retail world has actually let itself down so many times by not keeping things in stock, not looking after people. We now have seen in the digitization of money now, things like Bitcoin on the rise and stuff like that, because people don't want to touch money and they don't want to do all these different things, as well as obviously it's an easier way to actually transport money. Just one example, Amazon is digitized selling goods, and it's the biggest place. And so we have to get on board with this and take it really seriously. And I know many of you are, but it's really important to keep stressing this point. If you don't take this seriously, you're going to be left behind very quickly. So e-commerce is not experiencing a recession. And here's just an example of the growth of e-commerce. We're seeing here, Robert, from 2017 right up to 2020. We don't have all the latest numbers just yet. Look at the growth that happened last year. And okay, it's going to dip down a little bit, but it's never going to go back to the levels of 17, 18, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, whenever you look there, yeah, sure, as you say, Steve, you come into sort of the likes of March and April and May, and you're looking at like 30%, 32%. That's definitely a peak there, but it's not coming straight back down again. That is going to settle out. And we're already seeing it at around 27.5%. That's unheard of. And I don't think anybody could really have seen that coming. But what I would say to people is, it really is a question for everybody. It's, you think of the number of people who bank with a financial institution. Then you think of the number of financial institutions that there are in the world. The same thing goes with online sales. Yeah. You can either be the person who banks, which is the buyer, or you can be the bank itself. That is the seller. The numbers are the same. It's up to you. Do you want to be a buyer all of your life, or do you want to be a seller? I know which side of the divide that I am on, Steve. I will be the seller every single day of the week.
Yeah, and we continue to do that in multiple businesses, absolutely. So long story short, it's a boom. We're still in the middle of the boom. It's going to continue. It's not going to go back to where it was before, as mentioned. Certainly, states are opening up around the US. Ireland is still very locked down. Australia is open for business completely. But still, more people have certain behaviors even are now normal, like going for takeaways more often, deliveries, ordering it all on your phone, computer. It's all there. So we got news for you. If you've been waiting on someone to care about your future, you're going to be waiting. And we got a couple of realities for you all today. The first reality is simple. Employers do not care about you. You might say they do, but at the end of the day, business is becoming survival of the fittest. And it always has been, to be fair, but even more so now. This is what happened last year whenever, you know, unemployment began. All of a sudden, 3.28 million people found themselves without a job pretty much overnight. All right. You also see all of these different places where people were furloughed and are continually furloughed, hotels, restaurants, etc., here in Ireland, still all closed, and many of them in other countries down from where they used to be. So governments don't care. That's the next thing. And just finally on that, if employers really did care, like they do care to a degree, but they will get rid of you, as has been proved. And a lot of people in the comments, you've seen that. You've seen what happens. Governments don't care at the end of the day. Sure, they're putting in stimulus packages and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen? We always know it, Robert. We're going to have nice big tax increases across the board. So they don't care. They really don't care, right?
As I said the other day, the governments are writing checks at the minute, right? They're writing all these checks. There's a big, big problem with the check, though. It's yours, right? It's your checkbook that they're writing the checks with. They don't care. They don't give a shit. They just stay there. They try to stay in power. They try to appeal to the masses. They do all of those different things. And that is just a reality. And I think people, at least decent people in the world, ones with at least a bit of common sense, are starting to realize that. And it's time that we did things for ourselves.
Exactly. So look, banks don't care. Banks have treated people like shit for a long time. They continue to do so. Yeah, they're open for business for mortgages now, but it depends, right? They're charging crazy interest rates. And also, people are creating too much money in the world right now. Money creation was at about a 5% increase year on year. It jumped to 25% last year. So that means the value of money is decreasing faster than ever before, which is why other cryptocurrencies and things like that are starting to come into play now. But anyway, society doesn't care, right? We had the toilet paper, people taking everyone's toilet paper, treating everybody terribly whenever this whole thing kicked off. So this taught us a lot of lessons about the reality of the world, what's going on in the world. And the bottom line behind all of this is no one cares about you. Now, Robert and I care about you, but no one outside cares about you, truly. You've got to care about you. And you've got to start taking this shit really seriously if you're going to go on to become independently successful for the long term. You've got to improve your skills. You've got to get on your own sources of income, or you are going to be in trouble. So look, it's time to do this, Robert. We want to burn the boats forevermore, burn them to the ground, and get really serious about not just being a member of Marketplace Superheroes, but being a producer within the Marketplace Superheroes community. Wouldn't you agree?
I would indeed. And it's about being able, because we see it all the time. You know, we see people inside YouTube videos. We are seeing so many people posting in about first sales or the first $1,000 or a milestone, or, you know, whenever we have looked at some accounts, getting them both now to that seven-figure trend line. We're seeing it more and more and more. And what did those people do? They did do this, right? I would regard it as almost investing in yourself. It sounds a little bit counterproductive, but removing the ability to retreat is what makes you go forward every single time, regardless, right? And people talk about adversity. They don't understand what adversity is until it really actually comes up. We are in a very fortunate position in the world in general. So set that so-called adversity to one side. Get your shield out. Get the armor on. We're only going forward, Steve. There is no retreat.
So look, it's hashtag burn the boats. Jamie started just a second ago. I want everybody else hashtag burn the boats. Let's burn them to the ground and let's get rocking. So good news, everybody. Together, we will smash through your excuses. And Robert and I, we will force you to build your damn business. Even if you're going to be kicking and screaming, we're going to force you to do that. And many people here, by the way, inside this stream today, in our Origin program, have had that level of accountability. And we're going to talk more and more about that. But we want to force you to be successful. We want together to go on and push forward. And you're going to see some amazing numbers shortly. We've mentioned them before. We're going to really dimensionalize them today so you can just see how incredible the growth in this community has been and is going to continue to be as long as we take it seriously. So we're seeing a lot of growth. Here's one example of an account there. This time last year was doing $4,828 in revenue on a monthly basis. Now, we have loads of examples, but we're just picked out a few important ones today. This account this month so far has done $19,500. Now, let's put that into perspective. That's a yearly expected revenue in that one country right, of $250,000. And that's a 4x growth rate based on last year's numbers. Four times. So remember, we talked about the growth of e-commerce and Amazon. Now we're starting to see what can happen. An account like that, 252 units sold last year, 901 units sold this year. So is that only because Amazon's grown? Well, no, but it's partly because of that. Well, more people coming on board, and the products have obviously grown in stature in Amazon too. Here's another one there, Robert. We had 7,900 pounds last year, up to 23,000 pounds this year, 23,500 pounds this year. That's $400,000 we converted just to keep it all the same. A yearly revenue in that one country, a 3x growth rate, right?
Yeah, and you know, people talk about, you know, like doubling and everything else. We've seen that over a number of years in Amazon. You know, we were just commenting about the fact that, you know, Amazon, since we've been doing Marketplace Superheroes, has grown by about 3.5%. Sorry, three and a half times. But that's in like, you know, 6-7 years. This growth rate is inside 1 year, right? So we're comparing apples with apples. March 2020 with March 2021, right? That's the only thing that we're comparing there. So nobody can use really any outside variables. It's being done from within.
And these are all accounts that are in our community, people in here right now. We didn't want to show you other ones. We wanted to show you people who started in here from scratch and built up their accounts. And remember, it's not just about mega accounts doing $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, whatever the case may be, right? We're seeing growth in these other smaller accounts too. And these are just as important. Someone who started last year doing $984 in a month, and this same month this year, $3,000. So again, it's another 3x growth rate, $40,000.
Interesting. Interesting, Steve. Could you flick back there to the couple of slides previous? One more back. Go back to the next one. So $4,800, right? Last year compared to nearly $20,000 this year. Now go to your non-mega account. And we should all see and think about something here. Is this account that account 12 months ago? So will this account go to 19,000 or even 16,000 next year? That's where they want to go to. It does take time, but whenever you're putting that emphasis on the growth is happening. They're not the same account, but they could become very, very similar. We're 2022 versus 2021 for this one.
We are seeing it. It's as simple as that. All right, let's keep going. So here's another one, right? Look at this. A $0 to $100,000 run rate in 1 year. Was doing nothing for the first 4 months of 2020. Started, sold, some stuff sold out, did nothing for 2 months, and just got right up to $100,000 run rate inside 1 year. That's another good example. Here's another one. This is from Arun and Maya. I want to share that one as well. I talked about their case study earlier on. That's actually, I was happy to reveal this one because the guys put it in the group. That's $1,000 a day you're seeing right there in front of you right now. So look, that's a $365,000 expected yearly revenue. And we actually are speaking to the guys to help them get them keep in stock and things like that. So we're looking forward to that. And here's another account. This one, Robert, is booming. So same date range. This is 3 months. Wanted to show you over a 3 month period of time. $18,000 last year. This year, $89,000. I mean, you know, what else do we need to do, Robert, to show people that you take this seriously, you're going to do great. And these accounts are going to continue to grow. I can't wait to come back a year from now and show these same accounts where they are then.
Yeah. And again, we've got to temper it because there's always that doubting sort of Thomas element. I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to grab people by the scruff, right? The scruff of the neck, as we would say here, and just say, like, when are you going to join this? Because it's happening, right? Exactly. It's happening. You cannot deny that it's happening. The bus is there. The bus is going. It just depends whether you're on the damn thing or not.
Exactly. And that one is an expected yearly revenue of $360,000. And that is a 4X
growth rate. One country.
Yet again, in one country. So that's a 4X growth rate. Yet again, showing you more and more of this. So you've seen about $1.5 million of revenue approximately from four different heroes. So imagine all of our heroes average this in our community, right? We get to about $3.5 billion, right? That is $3.5 billion in revenue we would get to. I'm going to let you let that sink in for a second. If everyone had that average of those four people, it would be $3.5 billion we would do in cumulative yearly revenue. It's pretty insane. Now, what percentage of Amazon's business would that be? Because it sounds like a lot of money, right? $3.5 billion in revenue. And you want to know what the percentage is? 1%. That's what that would account of Amazon's total business. So, you know, if you're telling us Amazon
is saturated. Amazon saturated.
Hilarious. $3.5 billion accounts for 1% of their business. So don't tell me it's saturated. It's absolute nonsense. Throw it out the window and move on. So if you believe that it's saturated, you just don't know the numbers and you're not running the numbers. And so want even more proof, we're going to keep going and then we're going to get into some ideas and concepts. Freight Heroes Unite, Robert. Look at this. This is the total number of units shipped per month currently inside Superhero Freight. Now, there is a dip in February. We all know why that's there. Chinese New Year, right? However,
absolutely.
However, Robert, to still have orders of 86,000 units inside that month is insane.
For me, actually, February is even better than March, right? Just because, you know, they actually have anything in there, right? For like about 1 week of any sort of action is unbelievable. And also, we actually took this shot about a day and a half ago, and the Freight Heroes, they went and did it again. It's just tipping 250,000 units for March because we're still not out of that. And again, look at the trend line. Look at the trend line from about September. October as well has 1 week. That is a golden week. So you can kind of ignore that little blip, but you just go up, 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 up. We are now double what we were in September. September was 7 months ago. And yeah, the Freight Heroes are doubling. So we're actually, Freight Heroes are outperforming Amazon by 2x. So all you Freight Heroes, you're better than Bezos. Hashtag better than Bezos.
Hey, that's a good, I like that one. That's a great one. That's actually going to be a t-shirt. You got to take note of that one, Robert. For Liana, if you're listening, that's one for us as well. I like that one.
You got to be a Freight member to get that one for sure.
We're going to show you more behind the scenes numbers too. This is actually our the number of orders we create inside Superhero Freight on a daily basis. We wanted to show you March this year. Robert, I'll let you talk us through the numbers because this is your thing.
Yeah, you know, like we were looking at this and we really wanted to get to like an average of 10 a day over the months. And, you know, Freight Hero smashed that. And we then had to relook at the numbers again. The average inside March is now, would you believe, 15 orders a day that Freight Heroes are adding in. It was over 450 orders for March. And, of course, Steve, you can see here the colors. That is because we are a global business, right? You can see all those colors that are moving into the different warehouses. It's fantastic that we've been able to add in Australia and Canada. We'll invest in you, right? You guys are investing in us. You're taking us here. You come up to win your Wednesday. You get involved. You get behind this business. You're doing shipping. So, hey, look, this is a two-way street. We meet you in the middle. We put our money where our mouths are as well. Launching a warehouse and doubling the size of it before we got it opened in Canada. Let me tell you something, that is not a cheap thing to do, but it's the right thing to do, right? And it allows you to get into another marketplace. Doubling or nearly trebling the size of our warehouse in the United Kingdom, that was a big commitment. Houston, 4Xing, and I'm sure Melissa is listening. She's turning her hair out the minute because we can see the capacity running out in a number of months. We've got to, you know, we've got to do again. We got to go back into the damn pocket, get our own checkbook back off the government and write a few checks of our own this time, Steve.
One day we will make some profit. One day.
Who knows? Who knows?
So just to put that in perspective, the days you're seeing here, that's one of these every day. It's a 40-foot container. So that is what this represents, just to put that into perspective for you. So you can imagine every single day in March, we had this going on. Does that blow anybody's mind? It should. It really should.
I think too, you know, as somebody's saying, it's like nothing affects us, right? We don't have excuses. That's why we're asking you. We're asking you not to have excuses. And the reason that we can sit here and say that is because we don't. Whenever the guys say to us, we're going to have to rack out an entire 10,000 square foot unit, that's what we've got to do, regardless. So whenever we say things to everybody else in here about investing in their own future, I have no qualms about saying that because we do the same damn things, Dave.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's one of those every day. And also, that's one of these every month. So currently, if this was March, you can imagine an Olympic swimming pool full of your products. That's what we're talking about here. All right. So that's pretty insane as well. I for some reason, I think this is even more crazy. But I look at that size there. That's where I think it should really be hitting you guys, that it's that size full of products. All right. So there you go. Now, that's 2 million units in 2020 that we have already shipped. Here's what's interesting, though. When I first made this presentation, we had a version of this about a year ago. On the next slide, it said 2021, we called our shot, and we said we would ship 3 million units this year. Robert, we were incorrect, weren't we?
We were. We got it wrong. I apologize. We got that number wrong.
This is what happened, Robert.
This is what happened, and this is what's happening whenever people are inside Superhero Freight. They're moving into Origin. They're getting mentored. They're getting their additional products in. They're not giving themselves excuses. They're burning the boats. They're doing what we're asking them to do. This is what happens.
We are moving towards 8 million units that we expect to ship inside 2021. And that's down to you guys. And I'm going to tell you something. You can speak to any of the Freight members, and it may even be more than this by the end, but you speak to any of the Freight team leaders, and they will tell you something. The best and biggest shippers are always the people in our Origin program. And that's another reason why we want to talk about it. We want to let you know about it, because we're giving you the numbers directly. We're telling you what's going on, and I can tell you that with absolute certainty. It's always our Origin and Unite members. They're two different people that are shipping the most goods. They're the people that are doing and implementing the most. So it stands to reason we want to talk about it, because clearly they're the people that are performing the best. If you want to perform the best, you got to get yourself into one of those programs. So these are some of our warehouses, just to show you some pictures. These really do exist. We're not just making up these numbers. That's actually a UK warehouse. This is our Houston warehouse. And this is another shot of Houston warehouse, just to give you a perspective of how big that space is, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is three units sort of side by side in Houston. So they look the same. That's because the actual units are the same size and the same spec. But also, you know, Belfast has two of those. I was there today. I was there this morning. And I was just showing yourself and Justin around while we were on a call. It does exist. It is there. I walked in and there was just a wall, which is fantastic. We've been able to expand in terms of our racking, which is fantastic. And yeah, you know, it's onwards and upwards. We've actually got the option on next door, which is going to come up around October, November. Perfect bloody timing. And I think we'll probably have to take advantage of that and put more money into our Freight Heroes. But that's cool. We don't mind doing that because, as you say, Steve, eventually we might make a few quid.
Exactly. And this is the question. Where will you be? Are you going to be on the field, getting the rewards, being successful, creating your income streams, getting that independence? Are you going to be in the crowd, in our community, watching everybody else having success, saying, I needed that video today to get inspired, rather than being the person out doing it? That's what my question to you is. So in the comments, you're gonna be the doer, or you're gonna be the watcher? Doer or watcher? Let us know, right? Important question. So are you paying or getting paid? That's also a big question. Every day we're seeing more and more people in this group getting paid, seeing results coming in all the time, people doing 100 grand a year, people getting started and having success. You guys are seeing all these results as well, right? And so are you Can we swear, Robert? It's a bit early for swearing, isn't it?
It's up to you, dude. I'm really good at it.
Are you, close the kids' ears, are you fucking about? That's the big question. A lot of people think that they're making progress, they're doing stuff, when really all they're doing is pushing paper clips around the table. Want to make sure you're not doing that. Want to make sure you're accountable and you're moving forward every single day. So let's release the brakes together. Let's give you some shifts that you can take a look at to get to that $720 an hour, to go and be successful and make things happen. So we're going to talk about the five different shifts that you've got the opportunity to make within your Amazon business this year to start becoming a part of that winning circle that Robert likes to talk about as well. So let's get into the first shift. This presentation is taking so much longer than I thought it was going to take, which is absolutely fine. Let's talk about how to make $720 per hour selling simple, boring products on Amazon in less than 8 hours per week. And I thought, Robert, it would be nice for you to share your screen here. Let's draw that out. So I'm going to jump over here, stop sharing my screen, and let you take over there. Go for it.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll get a little Google Doc here just for everybody, just so we can actually see it sort of panning out or being planned out in here. And that will be pretty cool. Oops, let me just title that as well. Grand. So let me take and share a screen. And we should have that. There we go. Boom, boom, boom. There you go, Steve. You should see that.
Oh, I'm in there. There you go. Yeah, we're
perfect.
Good.
That should be the little doc there. Okay. So we're talking about.
Might need to make that a bit bigger. Just your text. Maybe make 18 or something like that.
Let me just see if I can just.
Just see there where the 11.
If I scroll in, does that help?
Yeah, that's a little better. Yep.
Okay, cool. So we're talking about $720 per hour for 8 hours worked. Okay. So what we're really saying there is if you do 8 hours in a week, right, we just do 720 times 8. Okay, nice and simple. So that's 5760 per week. Now, there is roughly 4.25 weeks in a month. All right. And what we're saying there then is to take that, multiply that by 4.25. And if we do that, what we get is 24,480 per month. So that's profit, okay? Because we always start off in profit. We didn't say about selling, we said about making, all right? So if we want to do that and we have that POR of 30%, what we've got to do is we've got to take that 24,480 and divide it by 0.3, okay? So that would get us, if we divide that by 0.3, we get 81,600 per month in revenue. So I'm just going to change that over to revenue so that we then can make that as profit, which we can then pay our taxes on and put the rest in our pocket. You got to pay all that tax. But we have this idea, we're talking about three zones. We have the USA. We have the UK, EU, and then we have everywhere else. All right. So I look at that and I would then say, take that 81,600 and divide that by 3. Okay. They'll not even themselves out. Some will be bigger than others in certain products, but it starts to scale it down. It gives us our averages. So what we got to do is $27,200 in revenue. Whoops. There we go. In each zone, each month, in order to do that. Now, what if an average product it was a $20 item, right? $20 item as an average, and you sold, let's say, 4 a day, right? We take 4 a day of each item in each zone. We're going to do then $80 per day, right? And we're going to have 30 days in the month. So each product, we're not talking crazy, right? So it's worth 2,400 in revenue to you. Then we take our 27,200, okay, so 27,200. We then divide in our 24 and we get 11.3. Damn close to the 12 product sort of ratio, the 12 product threshold that I talk about a lot of times, Steve. I talk about this 12 products That's where we want to go to. We get our 12. They're worth that. We move in there. We only do 8 hours work a week. We're going to get paid $720 per hour, dude.
I think it's got to be, and it never sounds cool when an Irish guy does it, but we got to get a boom in the comments if that's something that's like, wow, that's impressive. I wish I could make it more impressive. We can get Justin later on. He's going to come on and say boom for us, and I think he'll say it a lot better. But a boom in the comments if that's something like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. Because, numbers are fantastic, Robert, and they don't lie. That's the beauty. And the one thing I think we can take away from the numbers you just shared there, the really important thing to take away is that you're not going to do significant numbers without having a decent number of products in your business. Now, I did mention Nadim earlier on, and we spoke to earlier, one item, and it's going to do a trend. It's trending of $500,000 a year in revenue. But not every product is a $500,000 product, you know? So on average, we're talking about 11, 12 products, right? You may not need as many to start getting to these levels, but you just have to understand if you're going to trade at a big level. And by the way, in the comments, I forgot to ask you this earlier on. What's the monthly revenue you want to be at in your business? We'll go with revenue because we know 30% of that's going to be profit. Let's go with the monthly revenue inside your business. In the comments, let us know, because people give us all different kinds of numbers, Robert. Some people say 50 grand, 100 grand, 80 grand, 10 grand, 5 grand, whatever the number is. If you're looking to get to 10, 20, 30, 50 grand a month, those kind of levels and beyond, you're not going to do it by being a beginner, like as in by having a beginner mentality. You're going to do it by treating this like you're a professional. And that's the important thing you got to take away today, I think, from this whole game. If you want to play business at a much higher level, you've got to up level and get help along the way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And for me too, it's like, it's always very easy. And this is talk and talk instead of walk and walk. Everybody knows that number, right? Oh, everybody knows that number that they want to make, put it into their pocket. Everybody knows the number that they want their business to do. There's not too many people have actually taken the 30 damn seconds that it takes to work out what that looks like in terms of profit, or sorry, in terms of products, and then go and make the damn thing happen. We're all being told, right? And we're starting to realize that it's not true, but we're all told about vision boards. Oh, put it in the vision board and it'll happen. Oh, just imagine it and then it'll happen. I got news for you. That doesn't work. Right?
No.
It is good. I mean, I'm not knocking anybody's ways of doing things. If that inspires you to actually get your fucking arse in the gear and get the computer out, get the checkbook out and start investing in your business and therefore yourself, whoop-be-doo, right? That's great. Yeah. But on its own, it's worth jack, right? We need to start getting serious here. We need to start looking at the products that it's going to take to fuel this business in order for you to realize these dreams, these goals that you have, and stop just making them about a dream, right? Or a goal. Start working towards the bloody thing.
Yeah, that's really great advice. You know, I think it's fine. Have a vision board, whatever. Write down your goals, whatever. But just go do them. You know, I wrote them down for years and never did anything. And it's just about understanding. You got to start ugly, get into it, and get moving. And we're seeing
talking about burning the boat, Stephen. Get out a bit of lighter fluid, pour it over the vision board, set fire to the bugger.
That's right. Absolutely. So I love the numbers that are coming through. They're all achievable, but it's about what you're going to do to make them happen. So we do have our Origin program. I mentioned it a lot today. I'll go through everything that's in it in just a second. But first of all, just to say, if you want to apply to speak to our team, Justin's going to come on in a little while as well. I'll go through what's in the Origin program in good detail shortly. But I wanted to give you a quick link. For those of you that want to get a call booked in, fill in a short application, go to mpshorigin.com. And get yourself on there. I'm actually going to just put that into the banner.
A lovely shortened link today, Stephen. We're getting there, dude. We're getting there, man.
We are learning, Robert. Slowly but surely, we're learning. So we have mpshorigin.com. All right, let me save that and show that. There we go. All right, cool. So share my screen. It's not so easy on StreamYard. It's not quite as simple. It's a few steps. Okay, So I'm going to get back to Origin, what's in it and stuff like that shortly. For those of you who are serious and are want to become one of those people that go on and do business at the level we're talking about, and you're going to apply for Origin, just type in APP into the comments, just so we know that you're applying. Make sure you can get your call, because usually when this happens, things get very busy very quickly, and I want to make sure you get your call booked in with our team. If you're speaking to Justin, Rupert, or Sarah, whoever is available at your time that you're booking in. So let's keep going. The second shift, and I'm going to give those of you in Origin who want to speak to our team about going to the next level, I've got a link for you as well in just a few minutes that we'll talk about in case you missed our past conversation that we had a few minutes ago. So the second shift is the one and only time that being a pioneer does not end with arrows in your back. It's shifting to that. We talk about one night in Northern Ireland. A big thing occurred years ago. Robert and I first were working together. We had a simple realization, which was, what would happen if we took the same products that we were currently selling in the UK and we started making them available in other countries? And we all know about the rule of five and what can happen with multiple markets, multiple products. They start to multiply together. And the reality is that that used to be difficult to do, right? Okay, there's an extra step required now so that you can sell in the continental Europe versus just in the UK. Really not a big deal. Even to get ready to sell in continental Europe, to get your accounting, your VAT number, there's a bit of time and there's a little bit of investment. Think what would happen if you were to take a store and you were going to put that store into, 10 or more other countries at the same time. The investment would be millions. Whereas we're talking about, you know, a handful of dollars every day on average to get your product into more countries. So don't give me it's expensive. Don't give me anything like that. It's not true. It's only expensive if you're coming in and you think you can grow a $50,000 plus per month business on a tiny budget. It's just not realistic. And it never was. And you have to understand that. But it's now easy compared to how it used to be. And there's so much more available now, Robert. Like, I mean, the Americas now are starting to grow on Amazon. There's more European markets coming in, like Poland and Netherlands are not even on here, not even represented in this image right now. You know, we have Asia Pacific then, Japan, places like that, India, Australia, obviously, as well, Canada, all coming on board, making the opportunity bigger and bigger every single year.
Yeah, I love the, you know, the back in the day, you know, we didn't have the ease of use of superhero freight. Being able to take advantage of a growing marketplace, a very modern marketplace of Australia, and, you know, nearly 30 million people there with the superhero freight hub has been brilliant. I mean, Canada, and again, another pretty mature market, really easy market to get into just because of its location. And we've seen a lot of people ripping it up really, really quickly. That's fantastic. Another sort of 45, 50 million people there. And then, as you said, Steve, you know, with the EFN, a little bit of a move because of Brexit, but dry your goddamn eyes and get over it. Because what they did was they took those three new marketplaces and they added a new Germany for you, right? They added Poland, they added Sweden, they added Holland. You put that population together and you're nearly at Germany, which is unbelievable. And it was almost added overnight. It's been added in this last sort of year to 14 months. Unbelievable expansion for people here in terms of markets. And whenever you can double down on your products, that is where you get that double compound movement across your entire business. We caught on to that, and then we started talking about it. It wasn't that we're talking about some nonsense the way a lot of other people do, where they're talking about something that they've never goddamn done. We actually talk about things that we have done. We warn people about the mistakes. The vast majority of people listen to us. Some of them don't listen to us, and good luck to you. I wish you all the best. You go a different route. But, you know, there's a reason why we're here. We are the pioneers. We are the ones with the arrows in the back so that you don't have to do that. And actually now, Steve, the rule of five, I love the rule of five, but it is very quickly turning into the rule of 10.
Absolutely. And it's getting more and more exciting all the time. And we've shown you so many numbers, everybody. I have to go back and point that out. You know, there's people asking, like, if I can't afford Origins or another option, I'm not going to be nasty to that person. All I'm going to say is we're showing you businesses, real numbers, doing tens, if not hundreds of thousands a month as a business. And we're saying you can plug in for the amount of money to get mentored to that level. If you're, if you feel Origin is out of your price range, the likelihood is that growing a business to that level right now is out of your price range as well. I'm not trying to be nasty now, just being real. Like, I mean, where do you want to get to, right? If you tell me you want to get to 20 or 30 grand a month, you got to be prepared to put in the investment to learn how to get there. So it's so much easier now. More continents open up every year, as Robert just said, and more countries being added every year, more customers therefore being added every single day, and more conversions are happening right now. Like, one of the biggest and easiest questions I can ask you is, where are you with your business? And how many products have you got selling on Amazon right now? And how many were selling yesterday? And if the answer is zero, well, you know where you're at. If the answer is two, you know where you're at. But the big question is, how many products have you got available for sale and in how many markets? And as long as those numbers are increasing with the right products, you can't help but make more money. It is, as Robert Ricci would say, it's inevitable. So that's really important. So our new motto, be first in 2021. And when we talk about being first, when countries open up, you make damn sure that you're there. When customers are spending, make sure you're there. When conversions are happening, make sure you're there. And none of this happens when you're not there. And I will tell you, a lot of people, when it comes to selling in the rest of Europe currently, are not there, Robert. They are not there.
They are not there. They're not ready. They're not set up there. They don't have their products even translated. They're not ready to rock and roll. They're not prepared to put their money where their mouth is. They're not prepared to put their products where they should be. They're not prepared to do anything. So if you're not prepared to have success, then you're not going to have success. It is pretty much that straightforward, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. And again, not trying to be nasty, guys, just being real. Like, there's plenty of people here as well who are only selling in the UK and the US. And some people, because they're waiting on their German VAT number, and they're doing great in those two markets, and just adding in those more countries, their business is going to grow. And it could double. I mean, it absolutely conceivably could double. We've seen it happen time and time again. So let's keep going. How do you know? How do you even get there? That's the question. Number one, you got to get into stock. If you don't have products right now, get onto that link I talked about. Book in a call to speak to our team, and let's talk to you about how you can get yourself into stock with the right products. The second thing is our other motto, not only get in stock, but stay in stock. And our other motto then is no hero left behind. You know, that's something we brought in this year. It's something we want to talk about continually. We don't want anybody left behind. And the people getting left behind now are the people that are not, they're not investing at the level that's going to help them get to where they want to be. All right. Now, I said that link. There it is again, mpshorigin.com. Apply, get in a call, speak to us right now. I'll bring on Justin in a couple of minutes. I'll talk about what's in the Origin program in just a couple of minutes. And I have a link for those of you who are already in Origin and you'd like to know how to get to the next level with us. We do have a whole other level now we didn't have before. And that link is mpshnextlevel. I'll put that as a ticker or something down the bottom. Maybe Rupert can put it in for me. So if you're already in Origin, you want to move on to that next level, MPSH next level is your link for today. Shift three, why it's four times easier to find high profit, low competition products on Amazon in 2021 and why it's actually going to get easier every year. Sounds really contradictory. Like, how the hell could it be getting easier whenever the market's growing, more people are coming into the market? That does not seem possible. Well, first of all, Robert, we have to talk about the fact that Amazon has grown, right? The market has grown massively, Robert. On the platform has grown in that you can see when we started Marketplace Superheroes, right? And by the way, guys, we don't want to get into the how much is Origin and blah, blah, blah. Get on the call first, because if you're only asking what the price is, you're telling me it's not for you. I'm not trying to be nasty, but if you're going to be successful, you have to learn what we say time and time again. Don't ask how much something costs. Ask how much something's going to make you. I would highly doubt our Origin members, Nadine being one example, who we talked to today, who has a product that's going to head on to do $500,000 a year. I would doubt he's too worried about the investment in his Origin program now when you consider what he's learned. So let's not go there, because what would you like to have, $500,000 a year business or beyond, or 200,000 beyond, or be worried about the cost of things? Get into your return on investment. I'm not just saying that. I'm not some marketer. That's just how it is, how it has to be. But Robert, since we started Marketplace Superheroes in 2015, Amazon has
three times. Nearly four times the you know, the revenue coming back from Amazon, and that's down obviously to, you know, more customers, more products, customers spending more money whenever they're Prime, more markets that they're moving into all the time. They're doing what we're asking our community to do as well. Where they're not doing anything different. We're not asking you to do anything different. We're saying, you know, get involved, get these new customers, and whatever you do, Amazon will actually multiply what you do by default. And that is the real, that's the real beauty. You're on a really growing up platform here, somewhere that is expanding all the time. And it's fantastic, because then it just becomes that, that double bubble. You can, you're showing it up there about Amazon booming. And that's all to do with their fulfillment expenses. So we can actually track what they're paying in fulfillment. If they're paying, you know, five times what they were 6 years ago, that means that it's gone up sixfold. And people will then, they start to turn around. They turn this around as always. That's where they start to get the saturation from. And it's like, no, you've got this round the wrong way. Your mindset needs to turn into real inevitability of mathematics. You need to start looking at the mathematics of things and the logical sense of something, rather than just plucking this crap out of the sky and saying it's saturated. That would mean then, because they were saying that 2 years ago it was saturated. If it was saturated 2 years ago, the line would be doing that now. So no, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
Well, I got news for everybody as well. There's another company whose trend line is going like this too, and it's Freight. And so it's following the exact same trend line as Amazon. Therefore, get on the trend line. So we have a new BSR spectrum as well. That's one of the big reasons why things are getting easier. The market's getting bigger. Therefore, more people coming into the market to buy. Therefore, we can go further out with our BSRs. So currently it's at 50,000 is our upper limit, as you guys know. As time goes on,
I actually have news for you, Steve. We're actually building something which is going to start tracking this exact BSR, because the BSR range, I'm not one to confuse anybody, and I'm not going to do that. It moves every day, right? It moves a little bit every day, a little bit like the universe, right? It gets a little bigger every day, same as the BSRs. So would you believe, this is in production in a minute, everybody's going to get the hold of it. It's going to be inside the ecosystem. But yeah, I mean, we're already moving towards like 51,000, right? And it's going to move ever so slightly forward. So there's more scope, always more scope all the time. And there's new products coming into the market, and they're not, you know, exciting, sexy products. There's actually more and more boring products off the back of that, right? It's like you go back. If I went to my granny whenever I used to go down to her house after after nursery school and said, "Granny, what is a jet ski?" She would say to me, "Robert, I have no goddamn clue what a jet ski is." And yet everybody now knows what a jet ski is. In 30 years' time, somebody will say to me, "What is a rubber?" And I will say, "I have no idea." But people will be selling accessories for it and boring products related to it, Steve.
Exactly. So look, Amazon, their customer base has doubled, but it's actually a lot more than double. That's what I used to say. It's actually a double now at this point in time. Amazon's markets have also doubled. They're selling in way more countries. So 2 times 2 is 4, but it's actually more like 4 times 2 is an 8x growth rate on the platform. So again, it's even more crazy when you think about it. Like, you know, you can look at stuff like this. There's over 100 million Amazon Prime members right now. Each second, Amazon records $4,722. Each minute, that's $283,000. And in an hour, that averages more than $17 million per hour generated on Amazon, which is incredible. So again, look, if you want to take this really seriously, apply, book a call, come speak to us, mpshorigin.com, chat to the team, let us help you get in there and get a slice of the market and just move a hell of a lot faster and get more accountability. Now, I want to talk about what's in the Origin program, because a lot of you may be wondering. The first thing is, 6 months of one-to-one mentoring twice monthly. So that's where you're going to be assigned a one-to-one coach. We have an unbelievable coaching team. and they're going to work with you one-to-one, all right, every month. Second thing is 12 months access to Tuesday and Thursday group coaching calls with our mentor team. We have an entire year of these calls, and these are absolutely phenomenal. We have Loretta and Carol take those calls, and they absolutely knock it out of the park. You get all your questions answered. You can unmute and ask your questions and stuff like that. It's absolutely fantastic. But obviously, you can skip the third line. Doesn't relate to you guys. You obviously have Ignite already. We're going to give you 12 months access to the Facebook Mastermind, and we're actually going to ship your first three products for you. All right. Now, that is up to 2 cubic meters. We're going to ship three products for you. We're also going to do done for you product images for those three items. We're going to do done for you listings for those three items and done for you translations for those three items. So even the done for you stuff we're doing in Origin, you're making a massive saving. So, you know, if you're coming in, you're looking at this, you want to take things seriously, we are going to save you a fortune while also giving you a one-to-one mentor. It's an absolute no-brainer. So mpshorigin.com. And Amir, I'm not going to talk about the cost right now, like I mentioned earlier on. Apply and speak to us, and we'll see if you're a fit number one. But if your only concern is the cost, I would say don't apply. Now,
Steve, did you stutter? Did you stutter?
No, I don't know. Did I?
I don't know. It sounds like you stuttered whenever you were talking about the fact that we're not going to talk about that and the whole idea of if that's the only concern, then just, you know, don't sweat it, right? Because, you know, if you're going to go researching a product and you don't know what that product is, and then all of a sudden it's a $50 item that you're going to have to buy for, let's say, $15, and you're going to have to do 500 of them, does that mean that you're not going to do it? Because that would be a really bad idea. Go in and look at the numbers and look at what something is in terms of an investment, whether that's a product, whether it's coaching, whether it's material, whether it's all these different things. Let's, you know, would we ask that of our customers? Surprisingly, no, we wouldn't do that whenever we're sellers. So let's play the right game here, and let's get involved. If we do want to talk about Origin, get on the call with Rupert and Justin. It's the easiest way because you can talk about absolutely everything, Steve. And there's the man himself, the perfect segue.
We've got Justin in the room now. If you want to unmute yourself, Justin, we're going to have him come on. So Justin, I'm going to share the screen up so everybody can see everything again. People are going to be speaking likely to yourself, other guys in the team. Let us know a little bit about this call. Let everybody know how they can prepare for the call and stuff like that.
Shouldn't I say boom first?
Thank you very much for doing that. You didn't put much effort into it, but that's fine.
So call, very fun. It's, you know, it's, I take it very seriously. Rupert and Sarah take it very seriously, but also it's fun. It's a conversation, seeing where you're at and, you know, if this is the right fit for you. And so when you fill out your application, be thorough. You don't have to be, you know, paragraphs for each answer, but, you know, be thorough on that application. So we'll dig into where you're at, what your goals are, and really putting you on the right track and see if this is a fit for you. And ultimately at the end of the call, or, you know, it'll be your decision. You'll look at things. It's not pressure. We're not going to tell you to get out your credit card on the call, anything like that. So you can be happy to do that. But my phone is already beeping. That means a lot of apps are coming in already. It'll go. The times will fill up fast. So what I would say to that, if it's full, wait, you know, a few hours, because 24 hours ahead of time, they open up. So you'll see the next day coming on. So yeah, keep checking back if we're full on calls. And yeah, as Steven said, it's, you know, my only worry on this time is losing my voice because I do so many calls, but I take very good care of it. So I've got my tea ready. So yeah, good. we'll get you through this. It's a very fun call and very much a conversation.
Yeah. Well, also, just so you all know, for those of you who book in your Origin call today, I have a really cool bonus that Robert has created. It's something I'm going to give to all the Origin members. So guys, don't sweat. It's a great little guide he's put together, a detailed guide. Don't want to tell you too much about this guy, but I will get it to Origin members soon, a digital version. If you apply
today, I'm only giving it to people who take their business forward, right? That's who I'm giving it to. So there will be qualifying things that you may have already done, and then we will get that out. And what I'll do is, not only we won't do a digital version, so I want you to read the damn thing. I want you to have it in your hand. We will mail it to you, right? So anybody that applies, anybody that's applying for Next Level, you're going to get it. If you're inside Origin, you're taking your business forward, and I can see it inside your e-commerce, then you're going to get it.
So we're going to, yeah. So if you apply today, we'll make sure we ship you out that guide. It's an awesome guide that you're going to really enjoy. It's going to really help you with your research as well. So what I need you to do now, if you're applying for Origin, you're going to speak to Justin in the comments, just type in APP app. Let us know you're going to fill in your application like Justin just mentioned as well. And here's the thing.
Don't email support about anything regarding the guide. It will be sorted out. We will have it. We know what we're doing here in terms of sending these things out. If you're taking your business forward, we will be able to see that, and then we will send it out. If you're not taking your business forward, you don't need the damn guide, right? Because you're not going to do anything with it. So it's as simple as that.
So what I'm going to do now as well, Justin, just let us know as well, anything else you can think of that you'd like to say to everybody before they do the call with yourself?
Yeah, just a 9 out of 10 are on the Google Meets there. It's very simple. If you can't download it, I have other ways of getting hold of you. Your phone number or Skype you can put in, but that's the best place for this. If you're camera shy, feel free to turn off your camera. And when we first started doing face-to-face calls a couple years ago, I was like, I don't know about this, but now it's way better. It's more fun. If you have a Skype address, or, you know, sometimes people are in a country where, Google Meets, you know, doesn't exactly work for them. So speaking to everyone around the world, just be open on the conversation, having fun. We might laugh. Don't be scared. Get to know you, and it's life-changing. It's a life-changing decision either way you go. It really, but, you know, and who can ask for more than that? You know, a phone call that can change your life, whether you join or you don't join. It's a life, you know, a life-changing decision there. So excited to talk with you. I'll be on time. I haven't missed a call ever. I thought I missed one. I told you guys this morning. I got an email, where are you? And it was someone set up for 12 a.m. And it was really for 12 p.m. So they were there at 12 a.m. their time. So they got, you know, so yeah, be aware of that too. 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. 12 p.m. is noon. So other than that, yeah. I feel like
applying myself, Justin, for a call with you.
Yes, we have our calls, Robert, and we laugh a lot.
There's some great comments coming in from Origin members as well. I highly encourage you guys to take a look at. We didn't ask for this. They're just doing that, which we really appreciate. So do check those out, guys. Some great stuff coming in. I just want to show you how to apply as well. Basically, you'll go through to this mpshorigin.com. It's going to bring you to this link here. And all you got to do is come down here. It should say the country that you're in. If it doesn't, make sure the country that you're currently in is selected. So again, I'm obviously in Ireland. And then put in your time zone. It's correct here. So I go continue. And then it'll show up all the available days and times. And it's actually just shown me there's only next month now, because we're just at the last day of March, obviously. So there's dates and times available for me to speak to. Now, Justin, I'm not going to book in to speak to you at 4 a.m., even though I do love you. That's a little bit early for me. But you can click any of these options, and then you can book in your time to speak to the guys. And what will happen then is whenever you book in, there's going to be some questions that we ask you that are right here. It'll tell you who your call is with. It's with Justin. We've actually improved this, that you can answer all the questions right here and then click done when you're at the end. As mentioned, we want you to answer all of these questions in detail. It's really important that you do that so that we can actually help you in the right way. So that's number one. Also down here, lots of success stories, even more than these. These are just some of the cool ones we have from our YouTube channel. So go and watch those as well. We've got tons of stuff down here. So many people posting success stories. And look, we've shared with you all the different numbers behind how many units we're shipping and everything else. So I would say this is the most proven program, most proven process that is out there. We're the most transparent company in this space. If you want to take this seriously, get booked in with coaching. We look forward to having you as part of the Origin group, because it's a really special group at this point in time, as I'm sure you'd agree, Justin.
Yeah, it's, fills up fast. I feel like we know. I've had a personal conversation with pretty much every person on Origin. So, and that's who we are. As everyone knows, we know your names. We know who you are. It's not this big shadow company, you know, with investors behind it. We're a family. It's always corny to say that, but it is. It feels, you have a call with me, trust me, I'll know a lot about you. You'll know a lot about me. And so, yeah, the one thing though we do take very seriously is the application. That really puts you forward. I read them, you know, 2-3 times to make sure, you know, it's the right fit. And so, like I said, you don't have to write a novel, you know, short paragraph for the ones that ask for that, the questions that ask for that, and then just be thorough on everything else. And that will get you through.
Absolutely.
Well, so, just the, you know, it is like that whole idea of like that family feel, that community feel. I can see Maria Ferrara de Lima commenting in there and saying it changed my life. Maria was actually on the Freight Hour yesterday and we had a bit of fun. She got her comment button got a little bit stuck. So I think she asked the same question about 6 times and we were having some fun and I was raking her and laughing and whatever else. And it's brilliant. You know, the whole thing is all community based and seeing people's success is what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, guys, that's really it for today. We just wanted to talk to you about what's available, how to get booked in. The guys, their calendar is always booking up. So make sure you do get booked in early. Have a chat. Type APP into the comments to let us know that you're applying today. But get it done today. Don't wait around. Don't waste any time. Get booked in with the guys. And Justin, Rupert, or Sarah will be speaking to you very soon. They're all fantastic. And that's it really for today for me.
Yeah, plenty of spots available. I just, 20 minutes before the call, I opened all my slots because I had those spaced out, reserved, blocked out until today. So plenty of spots, but they'll go fast.
Absolutely. So that's it. Justin, thanks for jumping on. I look forward to hearing how the calls go. I see loads of people joining Origin today, actually. It's been a great day. Loads of new people coming in, taking this seriously, which is great. Loads of people applying, which is great. And really for us, as you guys know, it's not just like, you know, I'm not going to see very much of the benefit of you joining financially today. What I am going to see is more people taking this seriously, shipping more, doing more. And that's what we all want to do. We want to move forward together as a company who are working with you in the long term to ship, not just in the short term. So the best way to do that is be mentored by through the whole process. And as I said, our Origin and our Unite clients are most successful by a mile. So it just makes sense. If you want to have the best chance of being really successful, get booked in and come speak to us. That's it. Robert, you got anything?
Yeah, just for everybody coming into Origin, whenever you come in, whether it's today, tomorrow, or early next week, make sure actually to skim back. You're going to go into that group, which is a more intimate group. Make sure and skim back to today's interview with Nadim. It was a fantastic interview. There's a few technical glitches between all three of us, actually, in the end. I thought it was only going to be myself, but it was all three of us. But a fantastic interview. You can really see what's possible inside this business. And much like Nadim, you're going to have us in your corner. There's no boxer goes out without somebody in the corner. Don't be that other boxer. Make sure that you're the type of successful boxer that goes out. They've got a great corner behind them. They're ready to back them. Whatever it takes, whatever they need, they're going to be there for you. So that's all I would say, Steve.
Yeah, go back and watch this presentation today, guys. Get inspired by the numbers because they're incredible, but become part of the numbers. That'll be even more incredible. That's it for me. All right, guys. Thanks, Justin, for jumping on. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.